Over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted over Twitter, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone with women I have met online. There's nothing inherently wrong with social media. What I did was a mistake.
Right now, the congressman is sending out some pics to some chicks, but there's collateral damage. Right now, constituents are seeing all his sweet little tweets about his stimulus package. Right now, he's going deep on the issues with the fine citizen who just happens to shoot porno. Like we don't know. But now it's looking like Wiener might get the shaft. He's been taking it hard, but the press just laughed. Right wingers, teabaggers, and the liberal elite. They say the Beltway bugger got his ego stroked. If you friend him on Facebook, you might get poked. Maybe next time he'll think before he tweets.
This was a very dumb thing to do. I should not have done this, particularly when I was married.
Right now the whole world is trick-or-tweeting. Screen grabs of some abs and a tumescent wiener. Right now he's probably texting that he wants to pat you down like a TSA screener. Right now he says he never seen her, and there ain't no misdemeanor cause he didn't Charlie Sheen her. But now he's gonna come cleaner, cause he wants to hold your congressional seat. He's the other white meat, the kind that can't be beat. It's a 21st century Lewinsky legacy. He keeps his budgetary tool there in his lap. He's ready to bridge your partisan gap. Maybe next time he'll think before he tweets. Was she a campaign donor, a Seattle Washingtoner? Seems when he tried to phone her, he said,
"Hi, this is John Boehner." Wait, don't hang up. Hold on. Wait, operator, can you reconnect me? Fast. Operator! Hello? Damn it, hello! God, I was so close. Crap, come on, hello!
He'd be a totally rock solid New York mayor, reaching out to touch every taxpayer. If he can keep it up between heartfelt apologies. But till then he's just hoping they don't indict. That it suck, that it blow, that it totally bite. Oh, maybe next time he'll think and hit delete. Yeah, yeah, maybe next time he'll think before he tweets.
This name. In fact, my great-grandfather, when he came here from Ellis Island, changed it. His name, of course, was Harold Schmuck.